Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Pumpsy Green. Batting second. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Monbuquet. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Monbuquet. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The right fielder, Neil Chrisley. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gail Harris. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Coot Beal. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Foytak. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Paul Foytak. And now, play ball. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Foytak fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Gail Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Bowling reaches second base with a double. Wilson moves to third. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Wilson scores. Bowling moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Paul Foytak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foytak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-3. 2 outs. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Button moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley is 0-for-1 in the game. Chrisley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxwell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Button hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox too. The Tigers will come to bat. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 0 for 1 in the game. Monbouquet strikes out. One out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Foytak fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Foytak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foytak is 0 for 1 in the game. Foytak is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yost is hit by the pitch. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley is 0 for 2 in the game. Chrisley hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Green catches it and throws to first to double up Yost. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 2 in the game. Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jensen strikes out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Maxwell moves to second. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wilson bunts towards the mound. Monbouquet fields it and throws to first for the out. Maxwell moves to third. Kaline moves to second. One out. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. Harris is walked intentionally. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bowling hits a line drive into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Maxwell tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Tigers. Kootveel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Veal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Wertz pinch hits for Don Button. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gene Stevens pinch hits for Bill Monbouquet. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Chris Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Mahoney now playing shortstop. Ike DeLock now pitching. Paul Foytak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foytak is 0-2 in the game. Foytak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Yost hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley is 0-3 in the game. Chrisley hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-3 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-3 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Geiger moves to second. Jim Busby pinch runs for Ted Williams. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal misplays the ball. That's an error on Veal. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Malzone. The throw from Wilson and he is out, Bowling applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Busby now playing left field. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Maxwell strikes out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mahoney misplays the ball. That's an error on Mahoney. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Wilson hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Harris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kaline moves to third. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bowling hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Bunning now pitching. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White strikes out. One out. Jim Mahoney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahoney is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Demeter pinch hits for Coot Veal. Steve Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobo Osborne pinch hits for Jim Bunning. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mahoney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.